You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
My days have grown so lonely.
It's been nearly a month since the Bay Area's been staying home. At times, it can be frustrating for various reasons, including sexually. Some singles are struggling through a long dry spell. They're refraining from physical intimacy to prevent getting infected with the coronavirus. KALW's Janae Darden reports on how singles are finding ways to cope without touch during the shutdown. And just to warn you, this story is not suitable for children.
After having observed your behavior this evening, I was wondering if you would like to have sex.
This is a scene from the 90s sci-fi action film Demolition Man. The year is 2032, but Sylvester Stallone plays a cop from the past. Sandra Bullock gives him a head device for virtual sex, then sits far across from him.
All right, Obstie, what do you say we just do it the old-fashioned way?
Ew, disgusting. The rampant exchange of bodily fluids was one of the major reasons for the downfall of society. After AIDS, there was NRS. After NRS, there was UBT.
And in 2020, we have COVID-19, where some people aren't doing it the old-fashioned way. Social distancing means keeping all parts of you at least 6 feet away, which is tough when you're sheltering in place solo. Kim Carter is someone who relates to this. She's divorced and lives in her Sacramento apartment with her two adorable cats. Kim misses her pre-pandemic sex life.
I haven't had so much as a handshake in 3 weeks, and that's been really hard for me because I'm somebody who thrives off of touch and affection.
Kim tells me she is in her early 40s and her sexual prime. She dates and has a lover, but doesn't want to risk her health inviting him over.
There is no solution to this. We have to stay away from people, and so there's no way I can touch another person.
Or even kiss, because the virus is found in saliva and mucus. That's according to a sex guide from the New York City Health Department. It says while COVID-19 so far hasn't been found in vaginal and semen fluids, it has been detected in feces. And the health department recommends you stick to having sex with the partner or partners who live with you. But they say your safest sex partner is yourself, with clean hands. That's right, masturbation.
I can say in the bedroom, I've been taking care of business with my vibrator, and, you know, that's great, but it's not the same.
People in Kim's situation are reaching in their sex toy chest for satisfaction. Manufacturers have seen significant increases in online sales. Mario Crippen works at an Amazon warehouse in the Detroit area, where a few workers tested positive for the coronavirus. During a protest for safer work conditions, he tells WXYZ News about how he's been packaging lots of orders for sex toys, and he's not happy about it.
Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos? No.
Some on social media take issue with Mario's moratorium stance on dildo sales.
Sexual needs are important. It's a psychological effect to be deprived at this time.
People are cooped up inside. They need to relieve stress somehow, you know?
If I order it from Amazon, you best believe it's essential.
I mean, people have to do something if you want them to stay at home.
We can't get meat, so we'll grind on the plastic.
Carol Queen agrees.
I don't know why they didn't think we were an essential business. I do.
Carol is a staff sexologist for the sex store Good Vibrations. She says they've also seen an uptick in toys and hear about people being sexually frustrated. I ask her, why is sex on our minds during a crisis?
I think there's the, wow, this is all scary. What might make me feel better? And also, there's the, hey, I've got all this time to myself. How am I going to move through this time? And that's another reason to think about sex, or at least masturbation.
But she says people still want connection, which is happening virtually. People are hosting sex parties on Zoom, having phone sex with others they meet on dating apps or with long-distance lovers, and they're getting kinky with video calls. Kim Carter says that using these digital platforms to connect with her lover does make a difference.
Sometimes we send some X-rated stuff because we can't be with each other and be X-rated. So it's just to keep spirits up and let them know I'm thinking of them, and I get the same in return.
Carol says there's high-tech sex toys and apps that can make the connection even stronger.
You and your partner across town or in the next room or, you know, across the country can use an app-mediated toy so that your partner can turn up the buzz for you.
I'll always think of you inside of my private thoughts. Can't imagine you touching my private.
Sure, the toys and apps help when you're turned on, but Kim reminds me that in times like this, you also want another form of intimacy.
If I had my druthers, I would be hugging somebody through this, you know? Somebody would be hugging me and rubbing my back and telling me it's okay, and I don't have that. I have nothing. I live alone, and, you know, I've got two cats, and they're cute and everything, but, like, that's not the kind of affection I need.
Carol Queen says Kim's yearning for physical touch makes sense given the pandemic.
You know, we're worried about each other. We're nervous about ourselves. And including real respect for erotic feelings and experience is one of the ways some of us will get through this. But it does give us the feels. You know, it opens the door to our hearts sometimes, doesn't it? And some of our hearts are heavy right now.
But Carol also sees this as an opportunity for growth and to learn more about our sexual selves.
There are definitely big pluses to taking a little bit of your quarantine time and figure out who you are on that intimate level. It's okay to have pleasure even in a time that's scary.
Kim and I are wrapping up our call. She wants to make a drink before joining an online happy hour. She's still connecting with people. Her friend hooked her up on a virtual blind date.
She said, there's this guy I've always thought that you two would make a good couple. Since we have so much time on our hands, can I give him your number so you guys can get to know each other? And I said, sure.
And Kim has one final thought.
But it is hard being alone, so don't forget about your friends that are single and alone. They need love too.
In the meantime, until it's safe for us to touch new people with consent, singles like Kim will have to keep buzzing along. In Oakland and single too, I'm Janae Darden for Cross Currents.
That's KALW's East Oakland reporter, Janae Darden. Find more of her reporting at KALW.org.
I'm feeling myself. Change the game with that digital drop. Know where you was when that digital pop. I stopped the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I stopped the world. World stop.
Carry on.